Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
No.
Come on, man.
No.
Joe Diffie?
This one's super country.
Party in a city bar did a Santa Bo. And I got
John
Deere
Green.
And I'm born
in a hot summer night. He's a Billy Bob Love Charlene.
In a country dog in a beer.
Who is this?
And the whole town says I should have been red, but it looked good to Charlene.
It's a WIP afternoon show. But thanks, Mike and Fritz.
I kind of like it the more he plays.
Yeah, come on, man. Little Joe Diffie.
What's it called?
Little Joe Diffie never hurt
Joe
no one.
Diffie.
No, come on, man. John Deere Green.
I thought it was called Charlene for a second.
Yeah, Billy Bob loves Charlene.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 2:30 Tupac, 3:30 country, 4:30 90s, and 5:30
Creed. Oh, 4:30 90s now?
Yeah, 4:30.
Yeah. Now, Jack kicked it off. I don't know if you knew this. Jack kicked it off on Friday with a song from 1987.
Nice. Good job.
We got a banger at 4:30 today,
we
too,
do?
By the way.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night in Montgomeryville is Thursday. Ray Diddy will be there, signing the Eagles Encyclopedia. There will be food. There will be drinks. The Twitter question, what's a successful season for you at this point for the Eagles? Make the NFC Championship is 34.3. Win the Super Bowl is 33.1.
Yeah.
18% make the Super Bowl, 14% just win a playoff game.
Yeah, I think winning the Super Bowl would be a successful season.
I think that would be a successful season.
But it would also be successful if they win a playoff game.
All right. Two bones to pick with you.
Let's do it.
Well, one is just... I'll do the educational part first.
Okay, excited for this one.
And the bone to pick is second. The first one is educational.
Okay.
So you've mentioned this several times throughout the season, and you mentioned on the Go Birds Daily that Jalen's accuracy has just not been as it was last year.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if you know that is because he is throwing the ball more than he was. And when you take somebody and ask them to do something more often, usually the efficiency goes down. If you do it in basketball, some guy that's PJ Tucker shot 1.5 threes a game. If you asked him to shoot 8, he probably wouldn't shoot 40%. So the reason that his accuracy is going down is because you're asking him to do more.
Yeah, I understand that's how it should work. But I'm saying with Jalen this year, I'm seeing him miss throws that he normally makes. Now, again, you're doing it more.
Yes.
I'm just saying he's gone from like top 5 in the NFL as an accurate passer down to like 18th and 19th.
Yes, but when you look
at the actual
percentage, it's
10% below.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a big drop.
Yes, but he is throwing, if you include the first 4 games of last season, he's throwing 12.5% more. If you take away those 4 games, he's throwing like almost 20% more than he did last season. And that's why.
I get what you're saying. I don't think it's a completely acceptable reason though.
Well,
if he was...
I don't think it is.
If he was...
Like on Sunday...
Well, he's throwing more, so
it
shows...
But on Sunday, he had Saquon Barkley wide open in the flat. Clean pocket right there.
Yes.
And he just misses him. Like, that to me is not about how often you're throwing it.
Sure.
If you want to say the AJ throw over the middle that's behind him, like... Fine. I guess if you're attempting
you
a bunch of deep
throws,
you know, he's talking about overall numbers.
Yeah, overall numbers.
Yeah, I'm saying
why.
He's not been as accurate.
Yes.
Well,
but
he's telling
because
you
he's
why
throwing
he's throwing more.
Mr. Throw it when they need to, Club.
Okay, but I guess what I'm saying is, like, use your PJ Tucker example. If he shoots 1.5 threes a game, like, that's acceptable. Or he can handle that, right?
Yep.
If he does 5, that's not. So the point I'm making is, yes, Jalen has not been as accurate this year. I do not view him as accurate of a quarterback as I did last year.
I know,
but
I think you have to give it the proper context. This is not excusing it. What it's saying is, it's just like obvious.
No, but I'm saying last year he was putting the ball in better places than he was this year. And you're not. It's just that you're not convincing me on this. Like, I get that it's a little bit more, but like.
It's not a little bit more. It's significantly more.
But if you're a top five quarterback, it shouldn't be that because this
ding,
is the point.
Ding,
this
ding,
is the
ding,
point.
Ding, alarms going off everywhere.
No.
Smoke, fireworks.
I think.
Stumbled into reality.
Well, he is a top five quarterback.
He's not playing into reality.
He's not playing like one right now.
Yeah.
But the point I'm making is, last year he was making more accurate throws than he is this year, and your thing about throwing it more is not compelling to me.
Well, it's the answer. So,
I don't think it is the answer. He's just less accurate this year.
Okay.
It was in training camp as well, and he threw it just as many times in training camp.
Okay.
Well, another victory for the stats,
by the way. You would agree that he's throwing more interceptions because he's throwing more.
I still think it's decision making and accuracy. Like him throwing it five more times a game, you have to make more decisions and be accurate more often. But I'm not excusing bad decision and accuracy just because you're doing it more.
That's fine.
I'm not. That's fine.
Yeah.
But hopefully, on your ride to truth, you will.
Well, I've arrived at truth. Okay, he should be playing better than he's playing.
But
you
would agree he shouldn't throw as much.
I think they found a good formula on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah. Throwing 15 times.
Well, yeah, if you're up big.
It's a great formula.
Agreed.
Yeah, okay. So here's the second thing, and this is the true bone to pick. You said you don't think Kyle Shanahan is a big game coach. So those are your quotes. So would you agree that playoff games are big games?
Yes.
Okay. So he has a playoff record of 8-4, which is winning 66.7% of his playoff games. Mm. Now, is Nick Sirianni a big game coach?
Well, yeah, he's won a Super Bowl.
Okay, so what do you think his playoff record?
I'm going to guess right around Shanahan's or worse.
It is 6-3, and it is the exact same winning percentage. Would you agree that the NFC Championship game is a big game?
Yes.
Kyle Shanahan has won 2 NFC Championship games.
Yes.
So saying he is not a big game coach doesn't actually make any sense. Every playoff game is a big game. The NFC Championship game is a big game. He got to the Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo and Brock Purdy.
So let me say a couple things here. One, I think the fact that he's had bad Super Bowls matters to me. I agree with you. He's won big games to get there. That's fair. But when the lights are the brightest, he's not been good.
But that's what people do with Donovan, and it's not fair.
No, but I defend Donovan and Andy.
Okay, defend Donovan,
right.
And everyone says that Donovan didn't play well in big games, and they ignore every big game to get to a big game.
Yeah, but I'm talking about when it's the Eagles versus the Niners. I will take the head coach of the Eagles over the head coach of the Niners because I've seen him win the big game. I've not seen Shanahan do it.
Would you take Brian Billick over? I mean, Mike Holmgren over?
I'd have to think about that.
Okay, all right. Yeah. When you say that he is not a big game coach and he's got a great playoff game record and he's won 2 NFC championship games, and this year is I'm not even a big Kyle Shanahan guy. This year he has missed, he's been missing his starting quarterback. He missed his starting quarterback for 7 games. For 2 of the games that starting quarterback played, he was still injured. He's lost all of the good players on defense.
He's a good coach. I agree.
He lost George Kittle. He lost every receiver he had, even. I'm going to bring him up. I'm sorry. This is my daily Ricky Pearsall mention. Pearsall missed 7 games. He's done it with smoke and mirrors. It's been very impressive. They've scored more points than the Eagles this year.
Yeah, he's had a good year.
They have scored more points than the Eagles.
Think about that.
Yeah. 25 more points.
All right. So I guess he's a big game coach. But the point I was making,
what
I was making is he's had bad Super Bowls is what I was trying to say. But you're right. The way I phrased that was incorrect.
Oh.
There you go.
Wow.
Easier than I had.
I mean, a Shanahan debate for 20 minutes.
He fought me tooth and nail.
Yeah.
Well, it's because you were wrong.
Yeah. You think Lane Johnson will be back on Sunday?
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I actually think they probably thought he would play last week.
How about Saturday?
Obviously he didn't. Yeah, Saturday.
Oh,
yeah.
Saturday. Right. Sorry.
Yeah, short week.
Kind of a bummer they moved it to 5. I'd rather have an 8 o'clock game.
Oh,
give me my whole Saturday.
Yeah. Obviously, you're going now.
Yeah, I got to drive back after.
Okay. All right. 215-592-9494.
It's a long 2.5-hour drive.
At 11 o'clock at night it is.
Yeah. You should take the train.
It stops at 11 for some reason.
Oh, that sucks.
And I got to do Go Birds Daily.
Oh, right. Of course. 215-592-9494. We'll get to Elliot's NFC Power Rankings after I tell you about the Power Rankings for pet stores. There's only one on my Power Rankings. I'm looking up and down. I just see dogs and cats rule. It's the only one you need. Look, you only have a week to to get your pet a Christmas present. The holiday presents, Dogs and Cats Rule has all of them. You want to get them a toy? They got toys. You want to get them a cute little coat for their walks out in the cold? They got fashionable coats and sweaters and fleeces, all that stuff. Treats, make them happy. It's Hanukkah right now. We've got Christmas next week. Dogs and Cats Rule is your place. And while you're there, make sure that you're feeding your pet the right thing, because not only does Dogs and Cats Rule have all of the greatest stuff, they have everything. What they have that the other pet stores do not have is a staff that has the answers to every single one of your questions. They're informed, they're patient, they're friendly. It's really awesome, honestly. I think I monopolized, when I was trying to get the right food for Rebel and Scotchy, 25 minutes asking questions. I'm a real pain in the ass, and they smiled the whole time. 7 locations for Dogs and Cats Rule. I saw Ike shake his head that I'm a pain in the ass. I saw that. I got out of the side of my eye. I saw it. 2 locations in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton. 5 in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. DogsandCatsRule.pet is a website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family. All right. Are we ready for Elliot's NFC Power Rankings? Is this a new feature? I don't think we had this last year.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's new. Okay. I mean, I did do it last year, but I've only started the past few weeks.
Okay. All right. Oh, for this year.
Yeah, for this year. Yeah.
So the number 5 on Elliott's power rankings are the San Francisco 49ers.
Mm, big game coach.
Big game coach. There you go.
There you go.
Now, number 4, this team is 8-6, might not even make the playoffs, actually, is the Detroit Lions. Why do you have the Detroit Lions ahead of the Niners?
So they went to L.A. and played them tough. I think they're a good team. I think they've lost some close games, and they're not playoff tested, but they have played in a lot of playoff games. They obviously didn't win one last year. I think they have a ton of talent on offense, and I would just rather play them. I'd rather play the Niners than them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I would have played the Niners.
Right.
Detroit, yeah.
So you have the Bears at 3 and 10-4.
Yeah.
Now, you don't have the Seahawks on the list.
Because the Seahawks are frauds.
Even more fraudulent than the Bears.
Yes.
Okay.
I would agree with that.
Really?
Yeah, I like the Bears more.
Yeah, the Bears are a tougher team. They can run the ball. I know he hasn't played in a playoff game, but I would take the unknown and the talent of Caleb Williams over the resume of Sam Darnold not playing well in
decades. And Ben Johnson.
And real quick, well, what has Ben Johnson done in the playoffs?
I don't care.
Okay.
It's eye test.
I think they're frisky.
Sam Darnold's had one bad playoff game.
It was really bad.
Yeah, but he's had one bad playoff
game. But even like earlier this year, they played, I think it was the Rams, in a big game. He threw 4 interceptions.
He did.
Like, how many times has there been a big game and we leave and go, wow, Sam Darnold really stepped up today?
That's
fair.
Yeah, I mean, he had a great year last year. He's having a great year this year.
Yeah, they're the exact same team. They got smoked in the playoffs last year. That's what's going to happen this year.
So the number 2 team on your power rankings is the Eagles.
Correct.
And then you have the Rams at number 1, even though you said that Eagles are the best team in the NFC.
Yeah, I think the Rams probably just deserve the number 1 spot. They just had a quality win over the Lions. They do have a better record, and not just by one game. It's by what? Is it 3 games now or 2 games? 2
games, right? 2 games. Because Seattle still can
Seattle could still catch
them.
Would you rather go to L.A. or to Seattle? I think you'd probably rather go to Seattle, right? Tougher environment in Seattle.
Tougher environment, but I'd still rather play Sam Darnold than Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Rams getting the 1 seed makes them the most dangerous. If they get to play on their home field, and I know everyone will talk about the fans. I'm not talking about the fans. That offense is better.
Or indoors.
It is controlled.
I agree. So a a big part of the LA thing is, well, there'll be a lot of Eagles fans there. And I think there'll be a decent amount of Eagles fans. The other part of it is they're just not loud fans in LA. So I don't think it's a hard environment to play in. The part that makes it more difficult is just that turf, right? Yeah. Like they are faster, they are better on that turf. And the things that worry me about the Rams are twofold. One, they obviously score a lot of points. But the second one, which is connected to the first one, they're the least penalized team in the NFL. So if for an Eagles team that has struggled with penalties, I am worried that if they were to play the Rams, the Eagles are the team more likely to commit a penalty that ends their season than the Rams are.
Yeah, they are. They're one of the least penalized teams in the NFL every year. It's like a signature.
Well, and also they have a really good defensive line. They obviously have a great offense. I think they have like an interesting back seven, you know, good enough.
They have a bad secondary.
Yeah, they got a lot of guys I like. They move guys around. But I agree that like the defensive line is better.
Yeah.
I think the Eagles have the better defense.
I would agree. 215-592-9494. Well, hold on. You don't really mean they have the better offense.
He got you stopping your tracks.
I mean, here's what I was...
He does not believe that. He doesn't believe
that. You don't have to do that today. Christmas is next week.
Christmas is next week.
Yeah.
I got watched a great Christmas movie last night.
How do they have a better offense?
I believe in Santa. Because I think I trust the Eagles offense to make a play in the playoffs more than the Rams offense.
No, you don't.
The Eagles just won the Super Bowl.
they won 10 months ago.
Right. Thank you. Just won the most recent Super Bowl that was played.
Yeah, I understand that. That has nothing to do
I think the Rams
with
have played
how the
better
offense
on
is performing.
The Rams
right
have
now
played better on offense this year. I would agree
with bold take. Yeah, they played better on offense than any team in the league.
Yeah
I agree. Okay. I'm not disputing you on that. Okay. But I'm saying come playoff time.
How could you
time
have more confidence in the Eagles offense than the Rams
because
offense?
I think when the Eagles offense has to make a play, they'll make
it. Yeah, when they need to, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly the exact thing.
Didn't they need to make a play against the Cowboys a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, they didn't do it then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. They needed to make a play against the Chargers.
They almost did it against the Chargers. But they were close. And everybody thought they were going to win that game. But like, that was fluky.
But
it was a fluke. I know they didn't, but they were really close.
But they didn't.
They didn't. You're right.
But they didn't.
They didn't. But they were going to.
Yeah.
You
like
are something.
Everyone thought they were going to.
Something else.
You are something.
You don't. That one is
he
you
does
going
not believe
too far.
That.
I'm just playing.
Yeah.
Okay. But no, but I do think the Eagles offense is like close to the Rams.
Well, they have some clutch factor.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They have some clutch factor.
But they're not better than. They're not close to the Rams.
They're close. They are touchdown worse.
Per game.
Yes.
And only
the
good.
The Eagles averaged 23 points. The Rams averaged 30.
Yeah, the Rams have had a better offense this year. But I still think come playoff time, you have to look at the resume. And
the best in the Eagles offense has.
Of the
and
offense
they just lost Devontae Adams. I would take the quarterback.
Come on.
In a playoff game? I think Stafford's been better this year. But in a playoff game?
How was he? I mean, he had a good game against the Eagles last year in the playoffs.
Yes.
In the
and
snow.
He lost. He lost.
Yes, he lost.
Yeah, he lost.
So he was outplayed by Jalen last year.
No, he wasn't.
I don't think so.
Didn't he have a fumble?
Just because he had a fumble.
Well, that matters. Turnovers matter.
Yeah, Jalen guy had a safety and got sacked seven times.
Yeah, that was bad. Yeah. I agree. He still won.
Well, safety's a turnover.
It won because of Saquon. Yeah.
Safety's a turnover.
I mean, Jalen had a 50-yard touchdown.
He did. The first
play of the game. Yeah,
yeah. It was a big one. It was. It was a big play.
It was a big one. You're right.
It was. I just don't get how like it's unfathomable that Jalen could be better than Stafford when he beats him every time he plays. He just won the Super Bowl.
It's not boxing.
It kind of is.
It's not.
Yes, the better quarterback often wins. I know you do. Well, they don't play against each other.
They don't.
They kind of do. They kind of do. Taylor
they
was
kind
of right. They're kind of across from each other on the field. It matters.
They're never across from each other on the field.
The best.
It's not 1942. They're not playing both sides.
The majority of times, the better quarterback in the game wins the game.
Well.
Yeah, that's
true. I would argue that Jalen's record would prove that otherwise.
No, Jalen's record actually proves it.
I'd actually prove it otherwise.
No,
because he's rarely the better quarterback in the game.
That's wrong.
Rarely is the better quarterback ever. Zero.
I mean, that's
ever.
Wrong.
Not once. Not even against Bryce Young last year.
You add stuff in. You just go over the top.
I want to be clear. I sound like Jack sometimes.
Yeah, you just
we are different people.
Listen,
I mean, they're both going to the Hall of Fame. They both won a Super Bowl. So to say that, like, one is way
that
better.
I'll just say, as of today, the Rams are playing better.
I agree with that.
The Rams are playing better.
That's why I put them
now,
number one.
So if you want to tell me that the Eagles are going to get their stuff together and they'll be able to go out there and go toe-to-toe with the Rams, okay. I mean, listen, if they play each other, you know I'm going to pick the Eagles.
Well,
I'm just saying, sitting here right now, the Rams look like clearly the better team.
I agree they're playing better now. Yeah. But I also think there is a truth to the fact that I think more teams would rather play the Rams than the Eagles. I think the Eagles will be tougher to eliminate, and I will be more surprised when the Eagles lose than I will be. Like, would it shock you if the Rams lost their first playoff game?
No, but it wouldn't shock me if the Eagles.
No, it would shock me.
It would not shock me.
Coming off a bye week, yeah, it would shock
me. The Lions lost their first game last year. Like, it's tough coming off the bye.
That's because Jared Goff is their quarterback.
And their whole team was injured. Yeah. Their entire defense was injured.
Well, you may not give Kyle Shanahan a lot of credit, but you got to give Sean McVay his due.
He's a great coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. He's not the best coach in that matchup, but he is a great coach.
There we go. What is Nick Sirianni better at than Sean McVay?
Winning.
Oh, man.
I know. Well, I know he and the Mr. Phillies over there doesn't, respond to winning.
Well,
but I'm just saying.
To be fair.
Nick's job is to win, and he wins more than McVay.
Yeah, so is Rob Thompson.
Yeah, but the Rams are in a tougher division.
An extension.
The Rams are in a tougher division.
This year, I would agree, yeah.
Well, usually,
last year, the two teams in the championship game were from the NFC East.
That's right. Well, because we knocked off the Rams, yeah.
Yeah.
Sirianni knocked off McVay.
Oh, they were going up against each other, too.
No one plays each other. It's just,
Well, the offense plays the defense, and the coaches don't play each other. What was Nick Sirianni doing during that playoff game?
Was he
arguing with the fans? I'll just say this.
The Eagles.
What was McVay doing?
Yeah.
He was calling the offense.
Okay,
what was
and
Nick doing?
Nick designed the offense that they run that outscored the Rams.
He was not designing the offense
last year. They run Nick's offense that's built for Jalen, just like they run McVay's offense that's built for Stafford. That's a fact.
Yeah.
They're like top five in points since Nick got here.
Where are they this year?
This year they're not top five.
Okay. And they were seventh last year, and they were sixth the year before.
Yeah.
Going the wrong way.
I think the other teams fluctuate in and out.
Okay.
Do you know how stats work?
I know how stats work.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Yeah.
You little bitch. Don't dump it, Fritz.
Wow. Top three curse word.
Don't dump it.
There it is. All right.
I almost don't even want to plug your podcast today.
Well, listen, he is, I'm assuming you're all in. You're back on board.
I never left.
I had them number one
in three out of the four power rankings I've done.
Can we get a promise from everybody? Yeah. In this room, but on this show, Elliot included.
Yeah.
We talked about last year doing an Elliot week. Mm-hmm. This year we have to do Elliot week.
Yeah.
And then we have
especially if they win the Super Bowl again. We have nothing to talk about.
Yes. Yeah. Well, there's plenty of time to do an Elliot week.
Yeah.
Ooh, 215. Are they the best in the world?
And part of Elliot week, we have to give.
They really think they did something winning two Super Bowls.
Jalen really would think he did something.
Yeah. Strutting around as Yankees.
Yeah.
During Elliot week, we have to give, I would say, two or three listeners a chance.
To punch him in the stomach?
Not to punch Elliot. Stop it.
I have been boxing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
To debate Elliot. Yeah. I think it would be great. You're up for Elliot, right?
Yeah. Let somebody else deal with this.
Yeah. Yeah, but Elliot would eviscerate whoever.
They think they can do it. They hear him. They punch the radio.
He's made people cry in debates before.
I saw that one.
Correct about that.
One of the greatest moments of all time.
Listen. He's had his guys on with him for, what is it, Go Birds at Night? Was it ESPN?
Go Birds Evenings, yeah.
Yeah. He is, you can see him asserting himself.
Well, I'm the one.
Yeah, they step in the ring.
Oh, would you shut up?
They step in the ring there. Like he wants it to be known that, this is, we're going this direction. He'll steamroll you now.
Yeah.
I heard Zach Berman have to argue the turnover thing with you, and I could hear his brain. Like, I could hear the smoke coming out of his ears that he couldn't, he was like, no.
Well, was it the turnovers aren't most important?
Yeah, and he said.
Well, that's clearly been proven wrong.
But you're doing it, but you do it the backwards way. You say if you just don't turn it over, you win. That's not
right. Not the other way around. Yes.
Well, when you turn it over, you lose.
Not always.
Well, it's the case with the Eagles.
Yeah, you meant lose the turnover battle.
Yeah, when you lose the turnover battle, you lose the game. When you win the turnover battle, you win the game.
But
that's
what he was saying is
almost always
is that when you play well, you don't turn it over. It's not just about refraining from turnovers.
But playing well is reversed. Refraining from turnovers. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast.
Fast.
Yeah.
For some of us.
For some of us that went fast.
You sure you don't want me to stick around for the Philly segment?
I would enjoy you
sticking around for the Philly segment.
I got y'all.
I'm not going to be as bad as you, but I'll be pretty bad. I'm sure Jack's not even looking forward to it.
Yeah.
You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Go Birds Daily comes out every day. It's a great listen. And remember, donate to Elliot's fundraiser for Treehouse Books. Once you get to $23,000 raised, we're just almost at $16,000.
Yeah,
I saw.
So we're getting there. And, we got like two more months of football.
Yeah, and there's if we're lucky. And there's a great T-shirt that you can get if you donate now. Zach Bond signed football. So I just put it on my Twitter. We'll put it on the WIP Afternoon Show Twitter. You can go to Elliot's as well. Elliot, thank you as always.
Yes, thank you.
Appreciate it, brother.
We will. Dave Dombrowski spoke earlier today. It was kind of infuriating. We all have the high hopes. Jackie Baseball Report next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the number one sports book for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy-to-use app. Right now is the perfect time for you to join because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/Ike to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sports book of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.